Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Chatterbox in 2016!
Squad!
So as you guys know, I'm Tommy.
And I'm Anthony.
And we're here to entertain you for approximately 10 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. We're here to entertain and slightly inform.
Exactly. We have some very exciting topics to discuss, so let's just get started. It is 2016, so obviously everyone has their New Year's resolutions.
Except for me, because I think they are bogus.
Ooh, bogus.
Alright, this is what I think. I think you don't have to wait till the start of the new year to change your life. You know what I mean? Like, as Shia LaBeouf said, just do it. And do it now. You know what I mean? Like, along with all the social media these days, you know, I dig social media. I'm on Twitter. Same. Barely. We're on Twitter, you know, Chatterbox, at ChatterboxNCC. If you want to give us a follow and tweet at us with what you would like to hear, or if you have any life advice from your two favorite non-psychology psychiatrist helping people majors, we would love to give you life advice.
Absolutely. I feel like we're both pretty good at that. Anyway, so getting back to this, what is it? Oh, New Year's resolution stuff. So, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, Anthony doesn't have one. I don't have one either because I think... I don't think they're pointless. I think it's a good opportunity for some people. Like, it's an excuse to for people to start changing their lives. It gives them, like, the motivation. But at the same time, I feel like every year I'm just going to try to be a better person that year and, like, you know, work on myself. So yeah. It's a constant thing, really. So exactly. I don't make a resolution, but I think it's beneficial to other people, for sure.
Yeah, I don't make New Year's resolutions, but I set goals for myself, you know.
There you go.
Like, you know, last term, you know, like, I wasn't very, you know, content with my grades, but at the same time, I also didn't, you know, like, I had decent grades, but I didn't study hard enough to get the ones that I would have liked to have, so.
Exactly, so this year you try a little bit harder, you work a little bit better.
Yeah,
boom,
so like,
better you. New year, better you.
Exactly, I just set the goal for myself. I decided this in 2015, so it's not a New Year's resolution. And actually, I kind of held through with that over D-term, because I did take a D-term class. You know, I think it was worth it. I mean, except for the fact that it cut my winter break from 5 weeks to two.
Yeah.
But at the same time, now I only have to take three classes this term instead of four, either this term or next term.
True.
And I'm 97% sure I got an A in that class, so.
Sweet. Yeah, no, winter break was a good time. I went back to Alaska. Well, I spent Thanksgiving with my grandparents in Texas. We went to a casino. It was chill. But then I went up to Alaska for winter break and just did, like, Alaska things, like, stay in my home and not talk to anybody.
Oh, here's something we forgot to put on the list. Winter break. Missouri was underwater.
Oh, yeah. All that flooding going on.
Oh, it was crazy. Oh, do you think I could talk about how I feel about the whole favor thing?
Like, the whole?
Yeah. What I talked about, like, doing people favors and why it's a big no-no now?
Go ahead.
All right.
Be appropriate, right. But go ahead.
Well, here is rant time with Antoine. All right, so Missouri was, you know, completely going underwater. You know, we were about to become the lost city of Atlantis of Missouri. But, so, all right, so my friend, I won't use any names, but my friend's dad, he's a vice president of a company who's a business partner with the store, right? As in, like, he kind of, like, provides the store with, like, machines, tractors, whatever. You know, all the good stuff. So, friend's dad asked my friend and I to, you know, go down to that store at 8 to help out with flooding. You know, so I was just assuming, you know, I was like, alright, so we're gonna go down there, you know, we're gonna go fill up the sandbags, then we're gonna come back to his house, and we were probably gonna be up till 3 in the morning, which we were, so I was gonna go back to sleep. But no, the game was messed up, man. So we get down to the store, right, and the owner's daughter is out there. And she didn't even know that we were coming. She had no idea who we were. We just kind of said, like, who we were there, like, who sent us. And then she was like, oh, you're needed at a warehouse that's on the other side of Onion, Missouri. But, so, to sum it up, we drove around rainy, flooding Missouri, small town, not the whole state. But for about, you know, an hour, looking for the place, calling people, asking for directions. No one gave us really any sort of direction. And then we eventually stumbled upon the place. And mind you, like, I was driving around in my... Oh, geez, I didn't even tell my dad about this. When he listens, he's going to be like, oh, Oh, boy.
Well, might as well go. I've already started. It's too late.
Yep, keep digging the hole. Anyway, I was driving my dad's mid-sized sedan around, and, like, you know, I wasn't trying to get it stuck, like, in, like, a flooded street. You know what I mean? So, like, we tell friend's dad that we're like, all right, we're done with this. You know what I mean? And he starts whining. He's like, oh, you guys are quitters. You guys gave up. It's like, no, we didn't quit. We drove around the town for an hour looking for the stupid warehouse. And, alright, so we eventually stumble upon it, and then we get there, there's like six guys standing around doing nothing, and they're like, oh yeah, we're fine, we didn't need any help. So we just went, and that's why I was saying that I'm not going to do any favors for anyone, but I probably will. Jeez, like, I just opened that wound back up, like, it was all healed
that
and everything.
That was closed, that was stitched up, healed, and you just ripped it open again.
And I put salt in it, too, like, I just poured a whole bottle of soy sauce in there.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Anthony. So, clearly that's how Anthony's winter, part of his winter break went.
Yep. And sorry, Dad, no damage was done to the car.
But
Scout's honor.
Yeah, no, winter break was a good time. It was really relaxing. Like, I didn't do a D-term like you did, but I was able to just go home and spend time with family, meet my new kittens that my mom adopted. I was very excited about that. I cried a lot. And Christmas was great. Like, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was pretty good. Christmas was pretty good. I kind of had two Christmases because I spent one at my mom's house and one at my dad's house. So, like, well, I was at my dad's house on Christmas Day, but before I went to Missouri, when I was at my mom's house, we just kind of, you know, hung out, opened presents together, you know, just spent time with my mom and my siblings. It was nice.
Nice, yeah. No, that's how ours was. It was a really chill day. We just hung out, enjoyed the fact that we were all together. I just got a text. I don't know if you guys heard that. Might be unprofessional. So yeah, that was cool. So Anthony, so you mentioned Missouri, and I mentioned Alaska. So I'm an out-of-state student. I don't live in Illinois. You're kind of an out-of-state student.
Yeah, I kind of get the best thing and worst of both worlds.
So we should talk about that, I think, a little bit. Sort of just out-of-state kid probs. Because I don't think people realize, the difference of, like, being out-of-state. Because so many kids that go to North Central are
in-state. Yeah, a lot of them are in-state. But we know a few out-of-state students.
Yeah, we do. But, I mean, the flight to get here, I fly. It's a day-long trip I take, really. I leave Ketchikan, Alaska, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not in, you know, Chicago O'Hare or wherever I fly into till sometimes 10 o'clock at night. So it really is, like, a day-long trek just to get here, to go to school. So, I mean, that's an issue. I don't know if you have that. Yeah, I mean, you have, like, a drive, right?
Yeah, the drive from Missouri is about, like, 5 hours?
Yeah, that's a long time to be in a car.
Yeah, that's a long time to be in a car. But, oh, man, I was so proud of my car this summer, though, when I made it up here. Like, we made it on one full tank of gas, and I don't know, I was happy about it, but.
You're happy about it. You know what I'm happy about, Anthony? The fact that North Central is now a smoke-free campus.
Yes, I'm very happy
about that. How exciting is that? Because we are taking steps to a better life. I mean, they banned cigarettes, any tobacco products, actually, so not even chewing tobacco, which is nice, even vape pens. So, like, yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction for sure, and I think more colleges should be taking this on.
Oh, yeah, and look, if you enjoy smoking or whatever, I think the rule is, like, I think you have to be across the street from any, like, campus-owned buildings.
Uh-huh.
So, like, say, I'm not sure how far you have to be away, actually. Maybe you have to be off campus completely. I'm not sure what the rule is.
No, it's like because we're in Seager right now, and across the street is technically off campus. So you could walk across the street and smoke a cigarette. And so it still makes it very accessible for students who do smoke. They don't have to go far to smoke. But it also keeps people, you know, because a lot of people, like, let's say in between classes, like, walking past Old Main.
Yeah, and then people are just blowing smoke on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
so
no one really wants to walk through that.
Exactly.
You know?
Refrains from that. So I think it's a super cool thing. I know the Chronicle is writing a story about it. It'll be posted in our next article.
Yeah, it'll probably be posted online within the next week or so.
Yeah, it'll be online, and I think it's also
it'll be in
it's
print.
It's the theme
and
of the cover page.
That's the cover page, yeah.
So that's exciting. It's a big deal happening.
Shouts to the Chronicle. Prints week 3, 6, and 9 every term, and the website is ncclinked.com.
So make sure you pick up your copy. I'll have a post for sure online. We'll see if it makes it to print, but Anthony has some stuff. We're working on some new projects, so a lot of cool stuff happening with the Chronicle.
Also, I don't know, I consider myself a pretty modest person most of the time. I mean, the only thing I really rant about is when I'm angry. I never really brag, but I guess this is something I could brag about because, I don't know, I've been pretty happy about this. Advisor, I guess you could say, Professor O'Donnell. Yeah. I guess she sent my Alf Karius article for state competition, so, I mean, I
guess I'll high-five
myself there.
Yeah, that'll be super cool. Yeah, lots of cool stuff going on with the Chronicles. So we're excited. That'll be shared with you guys soon. Hopefully more episodes of this podcast.
Yes. And that's also on ncclink.com. You have to... Oh, well, I mean, if you're listening, then...
Then you know how to get
then
there.
You know.
Or you just click the link that I shared on Facebook.
Yeah. Anyway, well, we got to share that on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah, we will for sure. I mean, yeah, we're going to start integrating more towards the cyber realm of things. We have some cool projects. I'm really excited about it. Let's see. What else should we talk about? Oh, okay. This is obviously something we have to address, because if we didn't, we'd be terrible people. Everyone knows David Bowie passed away.
On Sunday.
Uh-huh. I'm real upset. I texted my mom as soon as I got the e-notification on my app. Or on my phone. I have an e-news app. And, yeah, I think this is a big, really big deal. I mean, I don't know about you, Anthony, but, like, I've listened to David Bowie, well, for a long time, as everyone has. And so this was a huge deal. I mean, they were setting up memorials all around the United States.
Yeah, and his birthday was recently, too.
He passed away, like, 2 or 3 days after his birthday. He released an album
on
his birthday. He passed away, like, 2, 3 days later. Yeah, so everyone's, like, saying, you know, like, David, but in his final video that he did, everyone's saying, like, he knew he was going to pass. It was kind of, like, his last video. It was a goodbye video. So I think that's kind of neat in his own way that he was able to give really the world something to remember him by and, like, to say goodbye.
Yeah, that's always nice. I never really follow David Bowie much, but I know he's a cultural icon and,
absolutely.
You know, it's just sad to hear any human life passing away.
Yeah, especially such an icon. I was devastated. I mean, he's a cool guy. Or he was a cool guy. He's influenced a lot of my favorite artists, so without him, you know, I wouldn't have a lot of the music I have.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess on the positive end of the cancer spectrum, well, I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and a former defensive lineman, Devin Still, his four-year-old daughter, she was battling cancer for quite a while, actually. It was quite the phenom last season. A lot of, I think the NFL did some sort of deal where all his jersey purchases went towards the funding for her treatment.
Oh, that's cool.
And so a lot of people
good
bought his jersey. So, you know, that was a nice thing. And recently, within the past week, he made a little Twitter and Facebook update that his daughter was, you know, finally cancer-free.
That's really exciting. See, so there's good happening in the world. And, yeah, that's a really cool story, actually. I will read more about that. What else should we talk about? Let's see, we have a few more. We have our list here that we are going to be speaking from.
Well, I'll leave it up to you, Tommy. What do you want to get to first?
Let's talk about this. Today, it was around 40 degrees, and I feel really blessed for that.
Me too, actually.
Because the past few days have been freezing cold.
Yeah, like, God doesn't love us anymore cold. That's how cold it got.
Really cold. I live in Alaska, southeast Alaska, but it doesn't get that cold in Alaska. So I was not prepared for it. My face was freezing. My nostrils were freezing. It was just not a fun time, and I'm really not looking forward to the rest of this winter.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in Southern California, and I kind of grew up in Georgia, unfortunately, for better or for worse. But, so I'm just not built for, you know, really cold temperatures like this.
No, exactly.
Unbearably cold. Like, I don't like walking outside and my skin hurts. You know what I mean?
It's not fun. No one likes it.
And the worst thing is, like, when the cold wind, like, blows in your mouth and, like, you kind of choke up on it and, like, you absolutely can't breathe.
Absolutely. That is terrible. This should not be happening to anyone. I'm very avidly upset about this. Whatever.
Well, so, we should migrate. Let's just... Why don't we take North Central and move it somewhere else?
So this is my message to Mother Nature. Please stop. Just stop. Go back to, like, June and July.
Please.
Please and thank you. Okay, so we're, like, getting close to time. We have a... let's talk about Katy Perry.
Alright.
Here's my... People are laughing at me right now. Here's my thing about Katy Perry. I really love this lady. I got my nose pierced because Katy Perry had her nose pierced. She's fantastic, and I spend most of this week watching and rewatching both of her movies and concert movies, and I'm just amazed. And Anthony was in here one day watching it, and he wasn't as amazed, But
yeah, I was not very impressed with her live singing voice.
She's great. She's great. So clearly, no Anthony offense, has no idea what he's talking about. No, I'm kidding.
My apologies.
I just really wanted to just put my love for Katy Perry out there because I'm really happy that she's just a person. Yeah, Katy Perry.
All right. Hateful Eight. Quentin Tarantino fans out there, The Hateful Eight is fantastic, and we actually talked about this. This was briefly covered in, actually, a class that I have with Kay today. We were just kind of talking about whatever, you know, just like, I don't know. And so I brought up The Hateful Eight. We were just talking about copywriting and, like, how people accuse Tarantino of, like, you know, ripping off his own films, which, you know, he doesn't, like, you know, I wouldn't call it ripping off his own films, but, like, reusing themes, because I've watched Pulp Fiction maybe, you know, 27 times. I don't know. I love that movie. But I watched Reservoir Dogs for the first time last night, and that was his first movie. Pulp Fiction was his second. And I don't know, I just thought it was cool just to see, like, a lot of the things that worked in Reservoir Dogs, like, he used again in Pulp Fiction, but he just kind of, like, revised them a little bit, you know, to make it better or work better, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, the same kind of, like, elements of the film, and I don't know, it's just interesting to see, you know what I mean? It's almost like watching a director develop from one movie to another.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Pulp Fiction's, like, one of my favorite movies, and so... Okay. I haven't seen The Hateful Eight, but yeah, you told me about it, so I'm definitely really going to watch it eventually.
Ooh, also, me and Anthony are going to go see The Revenant on Saturday morning.
That one's supposed to be good. Revenant won...
Yeah, that won Best Picture and Best
at the
Actor.
Golden Globes, and it's up for, like, 10-plus Oscar awards, which is
incredible. Maybe this is Leo's year.
I hope not, because I'm a little bitter at him and his reaction to Lady Gaga at the Golden Globes. But, oh, which, by the way, Lady Gaga is up for an Oscar for a song she did for a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, she did a song called Till It Happens to You for a movie who I can't remember the title of. But, so she's up for an Oscar also. So
you haven't mentioned her Golden Globe yet.
I haven't. I was trying to refrain from Gaga because I could honestly talk for a few hours. Let me tell you this, everybody. 2016 is going to be the year that Gaga makes her comeback. Because, one, she just finished up American Horror Story. Big deal. She just won a Golden Globe. Big deal. She's nominated for an Oscar. Big deal. She has a new album coming out. Big deal. She's engaged. Big deal. I'm very excited, if you can't tell. So I got that off my chest. Which is nice. All right. So before we go, we have an announcement.
Yes.
We want to remind everybody, because we've been getting calls from North Central...
And this is extremely important.
Really important. Don't forget it. Mark your calendar. Anthony, tell them what it is.
February 1st is the deadline. Actually, I think you have to have it done before February 1st. If you're eligible for FAFSA, if you get FAFSA money, you know, if you need financial aid from FAFSA, FAFSA. FAFSA. February 1st. Remember. No. January 30th, so that you don't procrastinate like me. Just remember, you know, this week, you know, just fill it out. It shouldn't take too long. Just get a hold of your parents, you know, get whatever tax information you need. And don't stress too much if they haven't gotten their taxes back yet. You know, there's a good chance they haven't, because I'm pretty sure you can go back and, like, redo that information later in the year when the tax information is updated.
Yeah, you can.
Just remember to fill out your FAFSA stuff before January 31st. All right?
Perfect. So that's all we really have for you guys today. We're really excited. This episode... is our third. Fourth will be up next week. We have this podcast is, we're kind of taking it to a more serious term.
Yeah, we're going to try to do one a week.
We'll have a weekly
should be posted on Fridays, right?
Fridays, because that's when we have our sort of editing meeting and whatnot. So Fridays is when it'll be posted. So every Friday, you can expect to hear from us, or at least almost every Friday.
Yeah, we'll do our best. And we'll keep you updated when we're on break, too, on Twitter, blogs, whatever else.
All right, so that's all we have for you guys today. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Adios.